What up, invaders? Austin here. In this video, you're gonna learn the five phases of game so you can understand where you're at and where you need to go. So lock in, this video's a fucking banger. Let me lead you to the promised land. So the five phases in order are desensitization, vibe, man-to-woman, strategy, and naturalization. And another thing about them is that they overlap. You may be in the desensitization phase and then your vibe starts coming in, even though you have to push yourself into the interaction. So they kind of overlap. And I want to give you these so you can understand what you should focus on at a time, so you're not busy learning QRS when you should be learning ABC. Another thing to keep in mind is that your confidence, charisma, and skill set, belief system, these things are all going to be increasing over time as you go through the phases. And lastly, everyone has their own unique starting point, their own skills, life experiences, physique, SMV. So certain phases may take you longer, certain phases may be, you know, short for you. If you're a really logical person, the strategy phase may be pretty easy for you. And lastly, everyone has their own unique set of strengths and weaknesses when it comes to overall attractiveness and game. So let's get into it. Phase one is desensitization. So why do we need to desensitize ourselves to game? Isn't game natural? Isn't this something that you should just know? Isn't in the 50s, didn't guys just like game all the time? And the answer is no. The behaviors of game are natural and they're already part of who you are. They're in your DNA. They're a part of who you are as a human. But one aspect of game is not really natural, and that is approaching. Right, so we evolved in tribes from about 150 to 290 members, and everyone you would interact with, you would have known your entire life, or they would have known you their entire life, basically. So they would have known everything that you've gone through, the embarrassing things in your past, the great things that you've done, and you wouldn't really have anxiety about talking to them because they're part of your group, they're part of your tribe. So when it comes to strangers, we did not evolve to talk to them. Talking to strangers often makes us feel anxious and awkward, and we're unknowing if they're dangerous, if they're friendly, if they're a threat, if they're potential mates. So the brain provides a lot of anxiety when dealing with strangers. And specifically with game, we get approach anxiety, which is completely normal, completely natural. Allow yourself to feel a little bit anxious. And a great mindset I have with this is that I'm a little anxious and that's okay. However I feel right now is good enough to take action. And another one that I still use is just throw yourself in imperfectly. There's never a perfect moment. You just got to do it anyway. And neurologically, anxiety and excitement are extremely similar aroused experiences. And by reframing that nervousness and calling it another kind of excitement, can drastically increase your confidence levels. Because excitement is a positive emotion focused on what could go well as opposed to what could go wrong. And it leads to a better performance than anxiety or even a completely chilled, completely relaxed state. And this type of anxiety, because you're meeting a stranger, isn't just on the open. It's not just about approaching. This anxiety can come up in different parts of the interaction, especially if you're someone who grew up with sexual shame. I have a very religious upbringing, and I had to come to terms with being okay with my sexuality, and I had a lot of performance anxiety, even in the bed starting out, that I had to work through. And yeah, so it continues from every stage, from approaching to staying in the interaction, to leading the girl, to pulling, to sex, to even maybe anxiety about being in these relationships. So you have to desensitize to every single phase of that. And how do you do that? You do it through systematic desensitization. So there's a three-step process. Number one is you need to learn how to relax yourself to get into that relaxation response. And one of the ways that you can do that is by interpreting anxiety as more of an excited emotion. Another thing is you can use breathing techniques and grounding exercises to allow yourself to relax. The next thing is create a fear hierarchy with the thing that you have anxiety about. So for game, it could start with a very gradual thing, such as thinking about approaching, going outside, warming up your voice, your social skills by talking to strangers, complimenting them, even just guys, and then talking to girls, and then approaching girls with a an indirect open, then approaching girls with a direct open, and then all the way down till it's like pulling threesomes and things like this, right? So create a fear hierarchy for yourself and make it very gradual. And then step three is you gradually move up the fear hierarchy, starting from the easiest task to the hardest task. And then you're practicing your relaxation techniques and your mindsets as you go along. And the more you game, the more it becomes part of who you are rather than something that you do. So ultimately, it becomes normal. And the more normal it is for you, the more normal it will be for the girl, and your results exponentially increase. And remember, to get competent in this area, the road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. That's William Blake. So the more you do it, the more wisdom you get. So dive in. At several periods of my life, I would continually pull and bang new girls, and it became a part of my normal routine. It was almost as if like I was shopping for groceries. It was like my daily tasks: edit the video, do the coaching call, and bring a couple girls back. So it becomes a normal part of who you are, and you gotta start now with desensitizing with the easiest steps that you can take. Start with the most bitch form of this skill set and do it, and then gradually work your way up that fear hierarchy. You should also be staying in the interaction longer than you feel comfortable with. You can think of three concentric circles. One is your comfort zone, one is your stretch zone, and one is your panic zone. You constantly want to be in that stretch zone, so you're staying in the interaction 10% longer than you feel comfortable with. So after you've desensitized yourself to approaching and holding conversations, and you're gaining in competence, and your perceived risk of these interactions goes down, your natural personality starts to come out, which leads me to phase two, which is vibe and vibe protection. The ultimate thing that no one can outcompete you on is your own uniqueness. So you want to start having your vulnerability come out. Start expressing things that you truly believe, like your taste in music, your ideas about things. It doesn't have to be said in a rude way, but said in a tactful way where you're kind of like increasing the vibe of the conversation. You're increasing the emotions of the conversation. You're talking in a more emotionally charged way, a more engaging way. You're using self-amusement so that you get in a great state and you keep yourself in a great state as well. And remember the golden rule of game: whatever you feel, she feels. Because women are more intuitive, they have like 30% more interlobal communication in their brain. So they pick up on your vibe, right? They can kind of sense the vibe. They can sense if you're giving value, if you want something super bad out of the interaction, if you need it, if you're desperate. So you're focused on giving the girl a great experience of what she craves from a high value man. And I have a whole series on self-amusement, so check out the iCard right here. And you want to start having genuine fun, being more relaxed, giving more value in the conversations, trying to be funnier. You can listen to an hour of comedy a day. One of the best tips, if you're super logical and you're super business and friend kind of oriented, you can start doing improv. So you do improv comedy, improvisational theater, sign up for a class near you. So at this point, you're desensitized, you're kind of having a great vibe, you're allowing your personality come out, which is going to ultimately allow you to connect with people. The issue now is that you can come off a bit gay or platonic, and she doesn't see you as a solid sexual option, which leads me to phase three, man to woman. This is where sexualizing the interaction comes in, making it more man to woman as opposed to friend, or as some people get stuck in, almost a business-like communication. So through physicality, sexual frames, misinterpreting the girl is picking you up, strong assumptive eye contact, semen retention, visualizing the girl as blowing you, talking about topics that relate to love and sex, such as, I want to have multiple wives. These are things that will have the girl start viewing you as a sexual option. Also under this umbrella, some of the things to learn in this phase are leading and allowing the girl to invest. Now you're in longer interactions that are a great balance of fun, vibes, good emotions, and sexual man to woman, allowing the girl to invest. So now what? Now you get into phase four, which is strategy. Strategy is about getting results. It's about getting it done. Literally think, how am I gonna get this done? What I like to do is I like to think of it almost like chess-like assiduity. I take a step back in some interactions and think, how is this gonna work? Another thing I ask myself is, if I were to simulate this 1,000 times, what would be my highest percentage move here? So in an interaction where you have, let's say, 4 guys and 4 girls, Uber XL is not gonna take you. And let's say, who has the car? Do you have the car? Do they have a car? You gotta figure out their logistics. So you're figuring out their logistics. You're trying to see where you can lead that interaction forward. And you're trying to determine, should you pull to yours? Should you pull to theirs? Should you take 2 vehicles? Should you pull somewhere else? Like, should one of them close in a car? Should you get a number or Instagram, or should you move on? And also how to retain girls later. Also for strategy is pulling, which comes down to screening. You're screening for the girl that is down to fuck, logistically available, and doesn't have a strong connection to any other guy. And you're also seeding, leading, and pulling, dealing with any objections that come up, and persisting from high value, relaxed place to get to the close. Also in this phase, you need to build a strong belief in yourself, your skills, and you need to become a closer. The stronger your belief, the stronger that belief can transmute onto the girl. The stronger your belief in what you're selling, also the more license you'll have to go for the close, right? If you're trying to sell a bag of shit for $100, you're gonna feel some anxiety and you're not gonna push for the close. Now, if you view yourself as a $1 million check to give to a girl, you're going to push for the close because you know it's in your best interest and her best interest. It's a win-win-win for all parties concerned. So closing and belief are intertwined, right? They're interrelated. I had an interaction with this girl recently where it was about a 7-hour, 8-hour ordeal to close, filled with friends, issues with them coming into the room, moving from her place back to our place, and then just every single objection and shit test that you could possibly think of. And halfway through having sex, she looks up at me and she goes, "Wow, you were in this for the long game, huh?" And I said, "Yeah, I really wanted you." And ultimately, this is a compliment for the girl. If a guy is persisting from a high value place, going for the close, was smart about it, led her for it, made sure that she didn't feel like a slut, made sure everyone had a great experience, that is a guy that is the ultimate complimentary person for her because he went out of his way to make it happen against all the odds. So by this phase, you love approaching, you have a great vibe that's magnetic, you're sexualizing the interactions, you're a real option for them, your strategy is getting dialed in so that you're starting to get results. Surely this must be the end of game, right? Wrong. The last phase is phase 5, which is naturalization. This is where you're dialing everything in so everything seems natural. Right? Nothing's too gamey, contrived, weird. It's socially attuned. You're coming from a place where you're socially intuitive and you're making the optimal moves. And even in your delivery of things that you're saying, it comes across very natural, not robotic, not forced, not out of context, not in the wrong moment, completely natural. And this is where girls will describe sleeping with you as it just happened. Girls will start to want to lock you down soon enough. They'll literally grab your dick halfway through sex and want to be exclusive with you. They'll come to your place. They'll go out of their way to do little errands for you. They'll do little nice things. They'll send you gifts. They'll send you cute text messages. They'll send you sexy pics out of the blue. And one of the best ways to get to this phase is to surround yourself with other killers. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a way where people who are savages, who have strong belief in themselves, amazing results, they're cool guys, they're fun guys that you'd love to hang out with. They don't have like weird characteristics about them. And you can absorb their traits and you can absorb their beliefs as well. And this is the ultimate phase of game where it's part of who you are, it's part of your lifestyle, everything seems normal, natural, and you've attained unconscious competence, which means that it's something that you don't have to think about. It's just a part of who you are and something that you can use to meet the kind of women you want to meet, to increase the quality of them, to basically have the optimal dating life and eventually perhaps marriage life or family life that you desire. To summarize the five phases, phase one is desensitization, where you're desensitizing yourself to approaching, staying in the interaction, and all the way down the line until pulling, sex, etc. Phase two is vibe and vibe protection. So you're able to put yourself into a great state, a great mood. You're more vulnerable. You're more emotional. You are able to give value rather than take value. And you're able to keep yourself in a good mood as well. Phase three is man to woman, where you're sexualizing the interaction. Phase four is strategy, where you're getting it done. You're a closer, where you're focus on pulling, the seating, leading, pulling, and objection handling. And phase five is naturalization, where you're dialing everything back a bit so it seems natural, not gamey, not contrived, and it just happened. So I hope you got some value out of this. Drop a like in the video if you made it this far, and comment down below either a video that you want me to make or something that you learned in this video. It helps me keep an idea of what is valuable content for you guys and what valuable content I should make in the future. So I'll see you in that next video. Peace.